From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama in Japan for a Group of Seven summit was confronted Wednesday with public outrage over the murder of a Japanese woman allegedly by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. Mr. Obama expressed his condolences and promised full cooperation. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking through an interpreter, said he was expressing the shock of an entire nation over the crime.
I, too, feel profound resentment. When thinking of fear and real disappointment of this victim, I am just speechless. We will investigate in a rigorous manner under the Japanese jurisdiction in line with the Japanese laws this offender who committed this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime.
President Obama and Prime Minister Abe will take part Thursday and Friday in G7 discussions likely to focus on the global economy. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been progressively terminating the targeted measures imposed at the end of the civil war in 2003. Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. Farhan Haq is a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the Council. Today's lifting by the Security Council of the remaining arms embargo on non-state actors further signals the significant progress made by Liberia and the sub-region in maintaining stability.
Former President Charles Taylor set off his civil war in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. This is VOA News. Azerbaijani journalist Khadija Ismailova, who worked for Radio Free Europe, has been released from custody following a decision by the country's Supreme Court. Ismailova, an award-winning investigative reporter who published findings on the vast assets of the family of President Ilham Aliyev, was sentenced last year to 7 years in prison on charges of tax evasion and abuse of power in what many say were politically motivated charges.
I will, of course, go further to the European Court and will fight until proven unguilty on all charges.
The Supreme Court, in its order Wednesday, cut her sentence in half, reducing it to 3.5 years, which will now she'll be allowed to serve at home. The U.S. called on the Azeri government to drop all remaining charges against her. A Ukrainian Army helicopter pilot who spent nearly 2 years in a Russian prison returned home to a hero's welcome Wednesday after being freed in a swap with Moscow. President Petro Poroshenko decorated Nadia Savchenko with the Hero of Ukraine Award, the country's highest honor, during a ceremony. Earlier, two alleged Russian soldiers returned to Moscow as part of the deal. Tens of thousands marched through the Zimbabwean capital Harare Wednesday in support of longtime ruler President Robert Mugabe, who addressed the crowd.
I am at the service of the people. If the people feel I should go, I go. But as long as I feel I can serve the people, and I can do my best, as I have done in the past, I will do my best, and then when time comes, fine, I go.
Speakers said the 92-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled the country since independence in 1980, should rule for life. His ruling ZANU-PF party has been hit by infighting over his successor. Mr. Mugabe described such activity as treasonous. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday voiced alarm at growing political tensions in Democratic Republic of Congo, where a presidential election is supposed to take place later this year. Mr. Ban noted uncertainty over whether President Joseph Kabila will seek a third term, violating the country's constitution. Mr. Ban called for restraint and all parties to be allowed to express their views peacefully. In Burundi, at least three were killed in attacks across the country beset by political violence since the controversial decision last year by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term in office. Among the latest fatalities, a former army colonel, unknown gunman killed Risafi Lucien as he entered his home north of the capital, Bujumbura. A court in Senegal is set to deliver a verdict Monday in the trial of former Chadian dictator Issa Nabre, tried on charges of crimes against humanity, torture and war crimes, before a special tribunal in Dakar, the Extraordinary African Chambers. The verdict could mark the end of a battle to bring Nabre to justice in Senegal, where he fled and has lived in exile since being overthrown in a coup in 1990. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.